Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky place.
Still, quivering kumquats.
We're trying, boys. Hurry!
Easy. Yes! The Princess of Parallelograms will finally pay the price for posing a threat to the Hacker. Your computer genius will never be used against me. Yes!
Hacker. My dear Dr. Marbles, I must see you at once. The future of Motherboard depends on it. Ada.
You haven't told me, Ada. Why the urgency?
It's Hacker. He's tracked me down.
No. I thought you were safe here.
He wants to destroy all my work. And just when I've come close to finding a cure for Motherboard. But I have a solution. My new time travel machine.
Ada, it's amazing.
I can store all of my information inside and go anywhere in time I please. He'll never find me.
You're right, because I've already found you. Get him, boys!
All right, boss!
Do something, Marbles.
Pause, you two. This is unacceptable behavior.
Oh, yeah? Show him unacceptable, Dee Dee.
Oh, no!
What are you doing?
To make sure you never cure Motherboard's virus, I'm sending you both on a little trip. Make that a big trip. But when the timer reaches zero, your machine will take you so far back in time, no one will ever see you again. You two stay here in case these lovebirds try something funny. I've got business to attend to.
Will do, boss.
We got it covered.
How about Vermilion?
Vermilion? What kind of color is that?
Come on, Matt. Get in the spirit. The card's from Motherboard.
I'm not big on Valentine's Day. It's a girl thing.
Hacker, alert! Hacker, alert!
Mother B, what's up?
Marbles is in trouble. Trapped in time with Lady Lovelace. Hurry!
Trapped in time?
Whoa! Where's Digit?
Up here!
Lovelace Manor.
Must be the place!
According to Motherboard, Lady Ada Lovelace is the daughter of Lord Byron, the famous poet.
And she's one of the first computer programmers, too, would you believe? Hey, what's this?
If you find this, find my time machine.
That's what Mother Bee meant. Dr. Marbles must be trapped in a time machine. Open it, Matt!
Like berries, numbers often come in bunches. Some are large, some are small. When you cannot use your hunches, find the one that stands for all.
Hmm, What's it mean?
I don't have a clue.
Wicked, I don't understand. Why must I choose colors to be the new ruler of cyberspace?
Hacker, darling, you hired me to plan your inaugural, and every inaugural event has theme colors.
I thought we were having a ball.
Anyone can have an inaugural ball, but you are a tyrant, a despot, a dictator. You need an event.
Yes, yes, an event it will be. Let me see those color swatches again.
Of course, the color will have to complement the gown of your first lady. Everyone knows that.
But I don't have a first lady.
Oh, you're in luck. It just so happens I know someone who's available.
You got yourself a cake.
Hurry, Ada.
Access denied. Hacker's frozen me out of the program.
There must be another way to override the system.
There is. There's an emergency modem, only it's outside. I'm afraid we're stuck with each other for good, old chum.
Lost in time with Ada Lovelace. Reminds me of when we tried to apply Fermat's theory to prime numbers.
Backspace, my dear Marbles. We tried to apply the theory to polygons.
Ah, yes. I remember it well.
Aw, ain't love grand?
Yeah.
Man, talk about gloomy. We'll never find the time machine out here.
It's scary. I keep waiting for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to show up.
They were the same person, Didge.
Forget Jekyll and Hyde. Keep your eyes open for Jack the Ripper.
Did Jack the Ripper have birds?
I don't think so. Why?
Look! Run!
Ah!
What are you people doing here?
We're looking for Lady Lovelace and her time machine. Do you know where she is?
You know what? I've got my own problems. See those rocks over there? Each pile used to be in the shape of a big heart. Every 100 years on Valentine's Day, a goblin is chosen to build a new heart next to the others. It's a big honor.
That is totally cool.
You'd think so. But I have to use the same number of rocks that were used to build the other 5 hearts.
What's the problem with that?
Well, look at those piles. That's the problem. Those rocks are old and broken. I can't tell how many were in each heart when they were first made. Can you?
Sorry, Mr. Goblin. Can't help you right now. We have a time machine to find. Let's go.
Nice birdies. Want a stick?
On the other hand, Mr. Goblin, we'd be glad to help. Right, guys?
Yeah, right.
When we're done, I'll tell you where that time machine is.
When we're done, we need to borrow your cart.
And if I say no,
then we don't help you.
Matt!
All right. But don't ask for anything else.
Let's see. We've got 5 bunches of rocks. 5 bunches.
The poem. Read the poem. It talks about bunches.
Good idea, Didge. Like berries, numbers often come in bunches. Some are large, some are small. When you cannot use your hunches, find the one that stands for all.
Well, we have to start somewhere. Let's look for numbers in bunches.
Cool. Start counting how many rocks in each pile. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got 1, 6.
6. 6 here, too.
I've got 7 in this one.
5 here.
6 in mine.
What do you know? These numbers all bunch around 5, 6, and 7.
The number we're looking for has to be a 5, a 6, or a 7.
Yes, but which one? I don't want to lose my chance of a lifetime. Which one is it?
The little guy's got a point. Nothing personal, Gobby.
What are you doing, Jax?
You know me. I need to organize. Maybe if we put the numbers in order, we'll get an idea.
All right. There are more sixes than any other number.
So I think six is the number, Mr. Goblin. It's the most popular.
Six! Great! But how do I know for sure?
Well, I could show you a picture. Each number stands for one pile of rocks. Now look at them stacked.
Aha! Only one pile has five rocks, and only one pile has seven rocks.
But three piles have six.
Since six rocks happen most often, it must be the best number to use. I'll go with six.
Excuse me. Which way to the time machine?
It's on the other side of the bridge. That way. Then through the marsh, over the bog, in between the prickly bramble and, watch out for those thorns.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Mr. Goblin.
This reminds me of when we were trapped in that mysterious cyber triangle. Equilateral, I believe.
A right triangle, actually.
It took us days to get free.
Maybe we can think our way out of this.
How long we supposed to wait here, Buzzy?
Till the boss tells us not to.
Why do our outfits need a match anyway?
Because the First Lady has to look just as powerful and glamorous as the Tyrant.
What? It's that troublesome trio. I have to stop them.
You can't leave now. We have to plan our revenge.
If I don't stop those children, there won't be any event. Now, let me up.
Please?
Boss, delete. Listen up. Those meddling children and that tin turkey are heading your way. Stop them before they reach the time machine.
Oh, I love it when you talk tough, Hacky Poo.
Hacky Poo?
Ugh. Can you believe that? Come on, we better stop those kids.
Did you hear that? Our cybermates from Earth are on the case.
But will they find us in time?
Faster, Matt, faster! Yoinks! Whoa! This is not good at all.
The bridge! Come on!
No one passes without paying the toll.
But we need to get to the time machine. It's on the other side.
Lots of things are on the other side.
Okay. How much money do you want?
Not money. Scones. The same number of scones as the number of warts on a troll's face. Key us the wrong number and you don't get across.
Scones? We don't have any scones. What are scones?
A thick, doughy bread, sometimes baked in the shape of a triangle.
Oh, those things. Why didn't you say so? Ahem.
Digit, you're a wonder bird.
Let's start counting warts.
Ew! That is just so... Ew!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got six over here.
Excellent.
I counted 5 warts here.
Looks like 4 warts here.
Another 5 here. This one has 4. 6 warts on this troll.
Another 6, Inez!
5 on my last one.
And 4 warts on mine.
Uh-oh. Problem. The official wart count is 5, 6, 4, 4, 6, 5, 4, 5, 6.
You mean different trolls have different numbers of warts?
I don't mean to be rude, but we thought you all had the same number of warts.
Some of us were born with more, some with less.
I woke up one morning and found this beauty right here.
I lost one of mine in a battle. It used to be right here on the tippy tip of my nose.
Check the poem again, Nezzy. It helped us last time.
Like berries, numbers often come in bunches. Some are large, some are small. When you cannot use your hunches, find the one that stands for all. And lose the Nezzy.
Okay.
Let's see what happens if I stack the numbers so we can see exactly how many trolls have how many warts.
Cool. 3 trolls have 4 warts. 3 have 5 warts, and 3 have 6 warts.
Time out! If each number happens 3 times, well, that doesn't help us. We can only pick one.
I'm stuck.
There's gotta be a different way to look at this.
Wait a minute. There might be. Look at our cluster of numbers. 5 have something special about it that the 4 and 6 don't have.
You're right. 5 is the number in the middle of the cluster.
Exactly. And the same number of trolls have less than 5 warts and more than 5 warts.
It's a slam dunk. The number we're looking for has to be the one that splits the group evenly. The one right in the middle. 5.
5 scones it is. Wait, if you give us your goat, you can have butter and jam, too.
The frequency modulator is jammed tight.
Well, at least we get to spend Valentine's Day together.
You guys sure we're going in the right direction? I can't see a thing.
How can we save marbles if we can't even see each other?
Ew! Ew! Double ew!
That's weird. It's clear up here. Huh? No wonder. Push and delete! Not you two again!
Hey, it's clearing up.
Didge, where have you been? We thought we lost you.
Let's just say I have friends in high places.
Come on, we're running out of time.
Trolls, a goblin, and now jesters. What's my life coming to?
Excuse me, Mr. Jester. Do you know how to get to Lady Lovelace's time machine?
I do indeed, but we're very busy right now.
We're due at the castle to audition for the king, but we don't know if he's short or tall.
What difference does that make?
Well, we don't want to insult him, so we want to send someone who's not too tall and not too short.
But we don't know which one of us that is.
If we help you, will you tell us how to get to the time machine?
It's a deal.
How can we possibly measure how tall these guys are? They're jumping all over the place.
Didge is right. It'll take forever.
Time out. We should be able to find the middle, just like we did with the rocks and the warts.
I've got an idea. Let's line them up from shortest to tallest.
Okay, you jokers, line up. No, no, no. Line up side by side so the clown on your right is shorter than you are and the clown on your left is taller.
Cool, they lined up just like we lined up the numbers before.
Okay, but remember, the best jester to meet the king is the one of middle height.
Find the one that stands for all.
How do we do that?
Well, the middle splits things in half, right? So there should be the same number of short guys on one side as there are tall guys on the other.
Let's simplify. Let's take the guys on the ends away since they can't be the middle jester.
Okay, you two on the ends. Recess!
Let's do the same thing again.
Off with the end jesters!
Sorry, end jesters. Bye-bye.
One more time.
We did it! The guy on one side is shorter, the guy on the other side is taller. We found our middle jester.
Jester of middle height, you are going to meet the king.
Thank you for your help. The time machine is just over that hill.
Oh, marbles. I was so close to a cure for Motherboard, and now we're about to be lost in time.
Don't despair, my lady. The children haven't failed us yet.
Dr. Marble!
Lady Ada!
We're here!
Quickly! The computer! Under the door!
Found it!
Type in the stop code.
1 like the sun, 3 like the sea, 4 like the moor, and 2 like the dew.
Excuse me, but could you please just give me the numbers?
Sorry. The poetry thing just happens. 1, 3, 4, 2.
Hurry!
Well done, Cybermates. You stopped time just in time.
You must have used my poem to get here.
Yes, well, about that. Your poem was helpful.
And extremely well written.
But next time, maybe you could just leave a note with directions.
There they are!
Get them!
Duck!
Quickly, close the door. Have a nice trip.
No!
Don't forget to ride.
Won't you come back with us, my dear?
I'm afraid that's impossible. But tell Motherboard I'll continue to work on a cure. It was wonderful to see you again, old chum.
Ick! I am so out of here.
Bye-bye, Lady Al. So long.
Until we meet again, my lady.
You look absolutely fabulous, Hacky. With my help, you could be twice the tyrant you are now.
Oh. Maybe even thrice, my lovely, talented witchy boo. Shall we dance?
Stop the music, Hacker!
Oh, boy.
I thought you'd like to know that Lady Lovelace and Dr. Marbles are safe and sound.
What?
Happy Valentine's Day, Hacker.
You tricked me, you cyber sneak! You're probably working with Motherboard.
Ooh, this is the last time you insult me, you... Pop-up, Pipsqueak!
Wicked, don't leave me like this. I take it back. Buzz, delete, where are you?
Save us!
Gee, Dr. Marbles and Lady Owl really like each other.
What's this, Matt?
Hey!
To Nezzy and Jax, roses are red, violets are blue. A guy couldn't have better friends than you. Happy Valentine's Day, Matt. Oh, that is so sweet.
And we thought you hated Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.